This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour here on the DJV program. D is for Doug.
J is for Jennifer.
V is for Victoria. Well, Jennifer's not here, and Victoria Keown's not here, but Victoria Jones is here with us from the DC Radio Company, along with Rich McFadden, who's gracing us with his presence, and Kara Schillen's at the controls in the studio in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on how good your night was. When you settled down last night, did you turn on the television? Excuse me, or more commonly these days, did you open your digital device? Or did you read a book? What did you do last night, Rich, when you went to sleep?
Last night, after I got the kids all wrangled from all their stuff, dinner and everything, I sat down on the couch with my guitar.
Yeah.
And I practiced my pentatonic scales.
Good for you.
A couple of songs while I watched the football game.
And did that relax you so that when you got into bed, you went right to sleep?
It does. Yeah, it's good. I try to pick it up for a couple of minutes a day and just kind of do my thing.
I'm just doing a survey. We all do different things. People complain sometimes about their ability to go to sleep. And I'm going through this thing that we have here discussion-wise because I think a lot of people, they sabotage their own sleep by what they do before they go to sleep. Victoria, what's your routine like before you go to bed?
Okay, so I usually do some spiritual reading, and then I kind of sabotage it because I go on my BuzzFeed app and read some of the shopping things, like 27 things under $10 that are the best thing you can get on Amazon.
Really?
And then I do some BuzzFeed quizzes.
Really?
That are geared to Gen Z.
Mm-hmm. Generation Z. All right.
That's so you do, what I do.
You do. I do half of what you do. I do not do the latter half. However, I do the first half, some spiritual reading before I go to sleep, puts my subconscious right into place. For me, if I'm still awake after I go to bed 3-4 minutes, that's a lot. Usually, take a quick read. Gonzo. What about you, Kara?
Typically, I'll go to the gym, come home, make dinner, take a shower, maybe read for a bit. Don't ask me about last night, though, when I stayed up until 10:30 doing stuff for the show, took a shower, went to sleep very stressed. Last night was not good sleep.
But you did a fabulous job. It's fine. You did a great job. We're all set. I ask these questions always because I think it puts everything into perspective. When you have enough sleep, and this is not about MyPillow necessarily, although I could see myself starting a MyPillow commercial this way, but you really feel better. Don't you, when you get up in the morning, if you've had enough sleep, you have that feeling of being productive, and then, you know, if this certainly a way for you to catch up on all of these things, even Victoria looking for what she can get for under $10 on whatever that app is, you can do that during the day. You can do it while you're on the radio. But there are other things that are going on. Anyway, it's just a thought about how well you can sleep. Here's the story from Oakland today. The police department is asking new officer candidates to disclose whether they have ever been sexually assaulted. I thought this would be good, Richie, because you can maybe compare and contrast your brother's police officer in D.C., so I wonder what he would think about this. The police in the 10 most populous cities in California, you look around, the police were asked by the person that wrote this article in the Chronicle, is there screening going on for sexual assault victims? So the question is, other than it being odd and probably problematic, is it legal?
Well, why would you ask that question?
This is a poll or an active search
for
victims?
No, this is on your application to become a police officer. Oakland Police Department asks the potential officer to disclose whether or not they've ever been sexually assaulted.
That's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
I would have thought so.
It seems
odd, but I'm assuming they're asking because people may or may not deal with sexual assault survivors differently. Like, I was in the student judiciary when I was in college, and we had to take a specific training before dealing with sexual assault cases. Otherwise, we weren't allowed to work on them. So I'm assuming that if you are a victim of sexual assault, they might want you to go undergo a certain training, or they might not put you on those cases because it might be traumatic and you might not be able to deal with it.
So they also ask you whether you've been in the presence of a bank robbery?
But that's the thing, is that so many different things
can be
traumatic.
Have you ever been in a car accident?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. All right. While we're in the San Francisco area, this is enough to make my blood boil. The judge in that case, remember, I think this was a month or so ago, the lawsuit against Monsanto. The fellow had developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Richie, and this is because he was spraying Roundup weed killer around. This is a fellow that was, I think he worked for the state, as a matter of fact. So he and his family sued Monsanto. The jury gave him $250 million.
Right.
The judge has whittled that down to $40 million. Dwayne Johnson will get a total of $78 million instead of the $250 million because they cut the compensatory down. They left the other part of it, but $78 million, is that enough?
For him, sure it is, but what it doesn't do is it doesn't hurt Monsanto. That's $78 million is nothing.
Right.
$250 million, that stings.
Right. Yeah.
It would have said something to them, but now it's just like, okay, let's pay it and move on.
Exactly. It's just pay it and move on. And the thing is, Monsanto is facing other lawsuits.
Yeah, good
and
for them.
So that was part of the aim is to punish them and to, you know, get them on notice that there's more coming. So what this plaintiff is facing is either you either suck it up and accept it, which of course that's a lot of money, but the point is the punitive damages is you suck it up or you face a new trial and you have to go through all this again, which of course, as an individual going up against this mega agribusiness, how are you going to do that?
Bayer bought out Monsanto, so it's really the Bayer company that runs it, a European company that was responsible in its original form making the gas for the gas chambers in Germany.
Once you see all of the commercials on TV for Dewey, Scrum, and Hal, saying if you've been affected, if you've had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, call us because we're your lawyers. Those commercials are all over TV right now.
Yep.
And so Bayer too happy to see that. And it makes you wonder, Doug, conspiracy theory, whether Bayer, as a huge advertiser of law products and medicines, pharmaceuticals, whether they will go to the TV stations or wherever the advertising is and say, we're pulling all of our money if you accept these advertisements.
Yeah.
But they may do that. I mean, I would say that's definitely a possibility that they're going to do that. They are very, very active. They are very, very aggressive. I mean, one of the really scary things is the, you know, some of this this spray fertilizer that is spraying over other farmers' crops and killing their crops in different states, and farmers being able to do nothing about it. This is very frightening.
Well, it's part of this overwhelming reach of, this is a nerve with me because of my being a family farmer and seeing the stuff. I don't use any of this, never have, and won't allow it on my farm or on any of the land that I use. I use about 800 acres of land here and there, central Massachusetts, eastern Massachusetts. I won't use these things because not only do they affect humans, but they affect the soil. It kills all of the stuff in the soil. And one of the thing. This is how horrendous Roundup is. It kills the weeds, but it doesn't kill the seeds in the weeds, so that when it is dead and the seeds go into the ground, it grows four times as many weeds to regrow, because Roundup doesn't kill the seeds, it just kills the plant. How do you like that for being insidious? This guy Johnson, who got his name, Dwayne Johnson, had rashes and welts and lesions, had a very aggressive form of this cancer, diagnosed in 2014. That's when they initiated the lawsuit. He won't live another year or so, according to doctors. He has until December 7th to decide if he'll accept the $78.5 million. I guess maybe you take it and move on. But anyway, just these guys are bad guys. That's it. The bottom line is they're just bad guys, and they're in cahoots. They give millions of dollars in campaign contributions to these scumbuckets that are running and take their money. Millions to influence elections. 17 half the hour here on the DJV program.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 1313 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1313.
So here's a story you might relate to. I used to post to job boards, only to end up with hundreds of resumes to sort through.
It took weeks to go through all of those resumes.
Just to find a handful of people
who were right for my job.
It was overwhelming. That old process was
not smart.
I mean, it's not easy to find a
network architect,
financial analyst,
childcare assistant.
But then I went to ZipRecruiter. They figured out hiring.
ZipRecruiter did the work for me. Their powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience for my job.
And actively invited them to apply.
So I could hire qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but as I sat there, I've been asked, you know, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, God, please don't let me die in this ditch.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Come on! We see it every day. They cut you off, and they tick you off. It's called road rage. But they're not mad at you. They're mad they overpaid on a used car because they didn't go to Carfax.com. Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It matured Joe Walsh and ZZ Top Brad Paisley Show, a Crow. Interesting combo for Joe Walsh's Vets Aid charity concert taking place on Veterans Day this fall in Houston. Let's see, what else have we got? Who else? Jason Isbell is on the bill of fare along with Cheryl, Brad, ZZ Top. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 in the morning on the website for the venue, which is Toyota Center in Houston. Prices $25 to $199.50. 10 o'clock in the morning if you're interested. It's about time we brought Vets Aid down to Texas, Joe Walsh said. And who better to share the stage with than my old buddies, Houston's own ZZ Top, with Brad, Cheryl, and Jason, and more. Special guests are going to be announced joining us, too. This will be another historic night of incredible music for our vets. This is a night where all are welcome to celebrate the things that unite us. Good friends, open hearts, great music, Americans together. The proceeds from Vets Aid benefit numerous veterans' charities. Over the past couple of years, they've raised $1.2 million. The cause is of particular importance to Walsh because his father died in a plane crash over Okinawa during World War II when he was 20 months old. He spent much of the past year playing overseas gigs with the Eagles, as you may know. In September and October, they're going to play their only American concerts of the year, a three-night stand at the MGM Grand in Vegas, where they'll perform Hotel California in its entirety. In Walter's free time, he offers free guitar lessons to wounded veterans at Walter Reed, the medical center in Washington, the big hospital there. What happened to that as an aside? They're going to close that down because it was apparently in horrible shape, and then nothing ever happened. Anybody know anything? Did you ever follow that, Kara, just because you're a local? I don't know much more.
I mean, it's still open, definitely, but I don't know anything. Yeah. They might just be doing renovations inside. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay, DJV now focus musically on Zach Brown, the Zach Brown Band, releasing a new track called Warrior. Why are you chuckling?
I said love them.
Oh, you do? I thought that was a chuckle.
No.
So this is, I don't know that, you hear about them, but I don't know that much about them. This apparently is their sixth studio album called The Owl. This song is from it. It's coming out the 20th of next month. Song is an ode to the armed services and the kinsmanship forged in facing battle together. That certainly is true when men and women are put together in those circumstances. Yeah. I don't think you can explain it, frankly, from what I've heard. Warrior follows the release of the album's piano-led ballad, Leaving Love Behind. The Zach Brown Band currently out on the Owl Tour. Upcoming shows in Virginia, Pennsylvania, Saratoga Springs, New York. That's all later during the month of August. So what do we think of this approach, or what do you think about Zach Brown's
band? This is a different sound for them. It's kind of weird, but I like it. I'd have to.
They're country,
to it a more.
Mostly they're a country act, aren't they?
Yeah.
I like it, but poppy. It's much poppy, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't sound country.
He's got
at all.
A good voice. He's got a great voice. And if you ever get a chance to see this concert,
I have friends who just go nuts for these guys in live concerts, yeah.
Really?
They play for 3 hours nonstop. All their opening acts come up and play with them. I mean, it's really cool. It's fun.
Huh. All right. Well, there is the latest from the Zach Brown Band here on the DJV program. It's 28 minutes after the hour.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Top congressional leaders calling for answers about convicted sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein's death, apparently by suicide, over the weekend. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Democrat Jerry Nadler and the ranking member Republican Doug Collins have sent a letter together to the Bureau of Prisons asking 23 questions about the agency's intake protocol and suicide prevention program. Meanwhile, the FBI is investigating Epstein's death. President Trump is breaking from his vacation today that he's been spending in New Jersey to travel to Pennsylvania, where he'll speak about energy independence and American manufacturing at a Shell chemicals plant. As Trump will be holding a re-election rally then in Manchester, New Hampshire, this coming Thursday evening. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
A special report from the DJV program continues. Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. It's Tuesday, August the 13th, and we're on it. Victoria is, well, I want to, in a few moments, I want to sort of delve a little bit into the entrails of the Jeffrey Epstein debacle, whatever it is. It's very interesting to hear some of the people, like a former inmate, who says there's no way that Epstein killed himself. Let's get into that after, however, we find out what we... What did you say, Victoria?
I just lost
Alex that. Rodriguez.
Oh, right, some sports. Yeah. Yes, A-Rod and the pictures of his love were subject of scrutiny yesterday, yeah. So what's up with them today?
Only to you.
Only to you, yeah. Well, this is not a great story, and it does not involve J-Lo, but Alex Rodriguez had a rough night in San Francisco on Sunday night. He was in town broadcasting the Philadelphia Phillies against the San Francisco Giants for ESPN on Sunday night, and after the game ended, he and the crew went to dinner, and sometime between 9 p.m. and 11 p.m., his rental car was broken into, and $500,000 worth of jewelry and electronics were stolen. And so, apparently, I did not know this, but apparently San Francisco is like the car break-in capital of the world. And so, even though they were at a very upscale restaurant, it happened, the break-in happened just around the corner where the car was parked. The car was a rental that had been booked for ESPN. There was some production equipment in there, a camera, and some jewelry that A-Rod had. I'm guessing it was a watch because I'm sure he has a very expensive watch that's at least six figures, and some other various electronics like laptops were stolen. And so the police in San Francisco basically acknowledging, yeah, this is a huge problem, and thousands of San Franciscans, or San Francisco, what are people called?
San Franciscos, yeah, San Franciscans. Yeah.
Well, apparently thousands every year have to have windows replaced in their cars because there's so many break-ins.
San Francisco is a pit. Used to be a beautiful city. Used to be nice. But now they've let homeless people and drug addicts take over the city. So,
I guess lesson learned to A-Rod, don't leave anything valuable. And that's exactly the message that the police are sending to residents and visitors. Don't leave anything valuable in the car.
Instead of correcting the problem by arresting, having people patrolling and arresting, the crooks, they say don't leave anything valuable.
That's a lesson for literally everyone everywhere. Yeah. If you live in a city, don't leave bags in your car. That's something that literally everyone should know. Don't leave a bag in your front seat. Obviously, it's bad that someone's committing crime, but, I go to Baltimore all the time, and I put anything valuable in my trunk. And
Baltimore's a hole, too. That's the problem.
I
lived on the Upper West Side of Manhattan, which is not a hole. It's actually beautiful, and I never left anything in my car either. So, it's just common sense. If you're in any city, you don't do that. I wouldn't even do it I live in the burbs now in Jersey, and I wouldn't leave anything valuable in my car anywhere. So it just seems kind of stupid that the production crew didn't even realize, why don't we lock stuff in the truck? I don't know. It's unfortunate that $500,000 worth of stuff has been stolen, but it also seems like they all could have used a big dose of common sense.
Well, here I am on the farm, folks, and I never take the key out of my truck. Never take the key out of the tractors.
Well, that's a good thing for anybody to know who lives near you. They can get a free truck.
If you want to get it, they can easily steal a truck or a tractor. So also with that ESPN broadcast on Sunday night, a color commentator named Jessica Mendoza didn't make it to the game because she was in a car wreck. Did you see that? She was driving on the freeway. She was rear-ended at full speed.
Oh, jeez.
That's got to hurt.
She was on her way to San Francisco?
She was on her way to that same game, I believe.
Yeah, Sunday Night Baseball, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Right, she was one of the commentators, and she never made it there because of being rear-ended on the the five option around San Francisco, Jennifer? I forget. There's the same kind of thing as the 405 is in L.A., but that's where she was on her way to the park. So there's that. Also in the sports department, the the national team soccer World Cup victory tour all over the place. There's some good health-related news about to be published for soccer fans. New research led by the University of Leeds suggests watching your favorite soccer team has a positive impact on your health. Spectators experiencing physical stress is equivalent to going for a brisk 90-minute walk. Who would have thought that? Results also found that a win lifts your spirit if you're a spectator for 24 hours after the game's over. Researchers say, quote, ultimately, supporting your team at a soccer match gives you a moderate cardiovascular workout, and depending on the result of the match, a psychological boost as well, or a slump.
Does it have to be soccer, or can it be
baseball? I just wondered. Yeah, I was about to ask the same question, Jennifer.
Yeah, this is just done on soccer.
You're saying.
Yes, this study that's coming out is just focused on soccer. It's coming out of England. But I would... I think depending on the sport, I love to go watch ice hockey, and so if you're there mm-hmm. live for an ice hockey game, and Jen, I know you love hockey too, mm-hmm. that can be super exciting, and you're just, you know, you can feel your adrenaline the whole time. I personally wouldn't have this happen. I wouldn't have that reaction for baseball because it's such a slow game.
No.
Yeah. Maybe
I
basketball.
Would. When the Dodgers win, I don't know. I feel good when the Dodgers are winning. I feel terrible when the Dodgers are losing. So I think it
if
just
I was at a Dodgers game,
to.
I'd be taking a nap. So
well, you'd be able to do that during the World Series. So that's
yeah. Cool. I also know watching really? The World Cup, like with baseball, there's a lot of up and down, and maybe at the end you have that fulfillment or misery. But when I was watching the World Cup games, I was on my seat, the edge of my seat,
too.
The entire
I'm standing,
time.
Yeah, Karen and I both were like.
I think it depends on what sport you resonate with.
How about
know?
If you go to a concert, you get all excited. You get the same workout at a concert that you do going to
the
sports.
I would say you get more of a workout. I mean, you're dancing the whole time, but
so
yeah,
this
it's
is,
a little different.
This is, you can apply this, it seems to me, is good news, and it's applicable not just to this one sport, but to sports in general, anything. You know, take your child, you watch your children play, or go to, if your child is an actor or actress, and they're musically inclined and they're in a performance at school, you get all excited about that too. I would think that you'd have the same reaction to all of this stuff. Long-term benefits, good. So that's good to know, isn't it? Huh?
Feel good about that. There's no science behind the watching your, you know, child in a play, but you might be right.
Well, I get excited about that. All right, so there's an account that was released late yesterday from a former inmate at the Corrections Center in Manhattan where Epstein was found unresponsive over the weekend and declared dead. The convict who spoke on the condition of anonymity spent several months in this special housing unit for high-profile prisoners like Epstein. Quote, there's no way that man could have killed himself. I've done too much time in those units. It's an impossibility. Between the floor and the ceiling is 8 or 9 feet. There's no way for you to connect to anything. You have sheets, but they're paper level, not strong enough. In other words, they're very weak. This guy weighed 200 pounds plus. Would never happen. When you're on suicide watch, they put you in this white smock, a straitjacket sort of thing. They know.
But he wasn't
a person.
On suicide watch.
He wasn't
watch
on suicide
anymore.
Watch.
They take
though.
Him off that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But here's the other thing I would counter with that, and this is so morbid, but it's true. Robin Williams, Kate Spade, and Mick Jagger's ex-girlfriend, they all killed themselves with a doorknob. And that's the distance of the sheet of whatever they tied around their necks to a doorknob and sat down.
All you need to do
it's
is...
It's not impossible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The death, according to officials, what yesterday was said anyway, never be conclusively determined because of the standard practice in this area where he was detained. Cameras are not in the cells. So this question may never be answered. The cameras that are there don't ever point into the cells. Cameras capture the doors to each cell to determine who's in and who's out, but they don't point inside. So the drill apparently for the
which
guards.
Which I don't understand. They show
walk by
inside.
15 minutes, right? Exactly. Unless there is a one-off cell with a camera pointing inside. There have been rare situations where, in this particular case, the time and manner of the death can't be captured. Therefore, there's nothing conclusive. So, no matter what, it's kind of baffling, disturbing, and suspicious at best. And whether they come up with something, maybe saves the state
I don't
a lot
know, there
of money.
There seemed to be a lot of stories that they were understaffed and someone was a substitute and... I don't know. But, you know, it's conspiracy theories are fun to talk about, but this may just have been a guy. He was determined to not go to jail, and he offed himself. If there's a will, there's
a way.
How
much money did he have, speaking of wills? What kind of dough does this guy have that
I don't
the
know.
People who may eventually, going through a lot of procedures in court, get out of him?
One thing's for sure, no one seems to know how he made his money.
Yeah, that's my next question. Yeah. Right.
He doesn't have a degree in anything. He never really. His whole background is completely sketchy. Mm-hmm. It's very odd.
In our most recent podcast at djvshow.com, we talk more about Epstein's death all the conspiracy theories around it. Also on the podcast, what Bill Cosby is doing to get his current jail sentence tossed. If you didn't hear that story, that's on the podcast at djbshow.com. And a big controversy facing Lyft and Uber. You'll want to know if you use their facilities what this is all about. Plus the discussion on this podcast of a study revealing the number one reason why marriages end. And the new item on Chick-fil-A's menu. You know about that? Listen to the podcast at djvshow.com. djvshow.com. Social media, facebook.com/djvshow. You can just go to djvshow.com and hit on the listen button and catch whatever it is that's going on that you didn't hear on your way to work or when you were listening in the first place. Today we celebrate International Left-Handers Day. Get to explore the world of left-handers. My son is a left-hander. I don't know how President Reagan was left-handed, Clinton was, Obama was, Paul McCartney is, Jimi Hendrix was, left-handed guitarist. Stevie Ray Vaughan was born right-handed, but he learned to play a left-handed guitar like Jimi Hendrix, who was his hero. Oprah is left-handed, Julia Roberts is, Gaga is. In baseball, remember Babe Ruth? He was lefty. Sandy Koufax, left-handed pitcher. So if you're left-handed, today is your day. Happy Left-Handers Day. All right? Nobody here is a left-handed, right?
Mm-mm.
Nobody.
I'm a righty.
So. Everybody's a righty. All right, so speaking of what you are, Jennifer, I see that Friends, we do the television report, going to theaters. As well, yesterday we were talking about the 25th anniversary of Friends, how much money they made, what's happening to them as Warner Brothers brings them back to their own, right? Because Warner Brothers owns which of the services? I forget when they own.
Warner Brothers is starting their own, I think.
They have their own. Oh,
they're
okay,
going right. to start their own, yeah.
Yeah, right. So to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Friends, there's going to be some special screenings of 12 of the most iconic episodes, 3 special screenings. I wonder how that's going to be. Would you go to the movies to see an anniversary showing of Friends?
I went to see I Love Lucy. I don't know if I would go see Friends, but I did go see Lucy last week, and it was great.
Oh, is it? Yeah, that was the anniversary. That's right, the anniversary of Lucy was last. And, I would have thought you'd go. I like Friends. I like because I think it is real stuff. It's funny. And they work so well together. So the event, the theater event, was going to take place on the 23rd of September, the 28th of September, and the 2nd of October in 1,000 theaters around the country. There'll be 4 episodes in each screening, interviews, never-before-seen content. See, I think that'd be fun, actually. Night 1 features the pilot plus other favorite early episodes. Nights 2 and 3 work their way through the remainder of the series, Ross and Monica's infamous prom episode, through Ross's wedding. So 10 seasons of this stuff from 1994 to 2004, a lot of material. I think that's I would go see that.
I think it's a good idea.
Down. Yeah, it is a good
idea. I'm sure movie theaters will like it because it drags people in who aren't just there to see a superhero movie.
Yeah, there are tons of diehard Friends fans, so I think it'll do well.
Yeah. All right, Jennifer, what will do well on television tonight, my friend?
All right, so brand new show on Food Network. It's called Supermarket Stakeout, and it's a cooking competition with The Catch. Every chef gets $500 for 3 challenges. They have to buy their ingredients out of strangers' shopping carts, and in round 1, they don't even get to ask what's in the bags many times. So that's a new twist on a cooking show that's on Food Network tonight at 10, series finale of The Disappearance tonight on WGN. And on NBC, America's Got Talent is starting their live shows. So the judges have all made their decisions. Now you get to vote as to who you think should advance. America's Got Talent is on at 8 o'clock, followed by an episode of Got the Funny. Yeah, that's after that at 10. Mysteries Decoded is new tonight on CW. This is at 9 o'clock. It's about a Navy veteran and a private investigator that brings cutting-edge technology and newly discovered evidence to some of America's greatest unsolved mysteries. You can see that tonight on the CW at 9 o'clock. Also tonight, Bachelor in Paradise is new on ABC. Bless This Mess follows that at 10 o'clock. Spin the Wheel and 911, all new tonight on Fox.
10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Past the hour now on the DJV program. It's Tech Talk time. Victoria shines here. She does the research, tells us what it is that is practical and applies to your use of certain technology like LED face masks. Who would have thought these are dangerous? Apparently there is something of a study that's suggesting that it is dangerous. So what happens? Light-emitting diodes, right? That's an interesting kind of technology. So would you use this as a face mask?
I have been looking to buy one, actually, so I'm kind of happy I came across this new story. So what we're talking about are, if you've ever been on Instagram, this is one of those things that everybody takes a selfie. And so it's a white plastic, or sometimes a mix of metal and plastic, and it's a face mask, and then has this, you see this red or blue light emitting from underneath, and people take a selfie, and you know, you can see their eyes through it. So it turns out the eyes are really the dangerous part of these LED face masks. And now the first company to pull them off the shelves is Neutrogena. They did a recall last month. They have a light therapy acne mask, and they said that there's a risk of eye injury. And that's the reason that they've pulled them off the shelves. Now, a lot of dermatologists are weighing in saying, this type of thing, it's fine to do it at home, but you've got to protect your eyes. And so what these face masks do, they have different colors that have different wavelengths, and so it treats different skin conditions. So if you use the amber light, that helps stimulate collagen and it firms up your skin. The red light reduces inflammation and promotes blood circulation. And then the blue light is what it kills acne-causing bacteria. And people love these masks. People swear they get great results from them. They range anywhere, the home ones range anywhere from $34.99, which is the Neutrogena one, up to $500. Now, the cheaper ones don't have a very long shelf life. You only get a limited number of uses of them, and then you have to throw them out. So, but most of these treatments are actually done in the dermatologist's office, and that's really where you get the best results. However, those can be pricey treatments. They can go from $150 up to $300 per session, and that gives you maybe like a 15-20-minute session. So that's the reason that the price of them is the reason that people want to have them at home, because they're so expensive. So now dermatologists are saying the real main thing here, make sure if you buy one that it says that on the label that it's FDA cleared, and you have to make sure you wear blackout or opaque goggles. Sometimes that's a little awkward to do because these face masks aren't that big, so it's not like if you're in a tanning bed you can put goggles on, but there are a lot of them that actually come with eye protection built in. You're going to pay more money for that, but it is obviously worth it, because if you are exposing your eyes to any length of time using these masks on any color, whichever color you choose, whatever the setting, this all can have implications for your eye health. If you are taking certain medications that make you more sensitive to light, you could experience blurry vision, eye pain, eye irritation, and even changes in vision. Of course, the worst case scenario, you can have vision loss. So dermatologists saying be extra, extra careful and protect your eyes.
All right. That's good. That's a very insightful and good report. Thank you. Samsung allegedly fixing the problems with their Galaxy Fold phone. Let's find out if they have.
The Geek Out.
Samsung is going to give the folding phone another try. Remember, it was just a few months ago when Samsung revealed the Galaxy Fold. It's a phone. It's a tablet. It's a design that immediately ran into problems as soon as it was in the hands of journalists. Samsung quickly canceled the release, but now it seems they've redesigned the thing and fixed the issues with the hinge and the screen and are ready to give it another go. Now, the idea of a folding phone is really cool, but moving parts equals wear and tear, and when that involves a video display, well, I think it's probably just best to wait and see. Samsung's updated and fixed Galaxy Fold will still cost just under $2,000 and now will go on sale later this fall.
Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. People could get hurt or killed. You could get arrested, incur huge legal expenses, or...
All right, for those of you... We're all commiserating about the
I guess
area.
This is a very polarizing story. I didn't realize it.
Catcher in the Rye being published as an ebook. Catcher in the Rye sucks. Go ahead.
Well, see, I love it. It's the J.D. Salinger classic American novel, and for the first time, it will be available as an e-book. And the reason that this is happening now, he died in 2010, and he wrote this in 1951, and then he stopped publishing in 65. So he's got a lot of other stuff that he continued to write, and he has a library and a literary trust. His son, Matt Salinger, has gone through all this and said his father was horrified when he described what Facebook was to him, and so that's why it's taken so long to become an ebook.
I see. All right, we'll be catching me or Kara reading it. You can be sure on that. 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th and learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text Text GOLD SUMMIT to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776.